Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Republican members of Congress are abusing their power, using their committees to interfere in New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's criminal investigation of Donald Trump. Does that move constitute obstruction of justice? Here's Glenn.
So friends, we just learned that Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy instructed all House congressional committees to do everything they can to put a stop to the criminal investigation being conducted by New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg into their political deity, Donald Trump. Friends, this will just knock the justice wind right out of you. This is a gross abuse of power, of position, of authority. It also arguably is unconstitutional. Remember that little 10th Amendment, right? That divvies up the rights of the federal government versus the rights of the states. Remember how the Republicans are all about states' rights until their political leader, their king, their savior is about to be criminally indicted for, let's call it what it is, crimes he committed in New York in violation of New York state law. Crimes for which his co-conspirator, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty, was convicted, and imprisoned, served time. Crimes that Donald Trump committed when he was a private citizen in New York, albeit one running for president. And the fact that he's going to be indicted and prosecuted presently while he's a private citizen, all of that seems to be lost on Kevin McCarthy, who has directed all congressional committees to do what they can to put a stop to the investigation and prosecution of Donald Trump. Here is the new reporting about this breathtakingly improper, potentially unconstitutional, and likely criminal command by Kevin McCarthy, because it sure warrants opening an obstruction of justice investigation. This from Politico. House rushes to Trump's aid. House Republicans are gathered at a luxury resort not far from Disney World for their annual three-day retreat, and where, we've learned, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan and senior GOP leaders are preparing to demand testimony from members of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office amid reports of an imminent Trump indictment. And this from Reuters. U.S. House Republicans launch investigation of Manhattan DA in Trump probe. U.S. House of Representatives Republicans went on the offensive on Monday against a possible criminal indictment against Donald Trump, launching an investigation into the New York City prosecutor who is probing allegations that the former president paid hush money to a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. Three Republican committee chairmen sent a letter to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg seeking communications, documents, and testimony from him related to his investigation of the $130,000 payment by Trump's former lawyer to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to buy her silence over a 2006 sexual encounter she said she had with Trump. But friends, here's the thing. Congress has no lawful authority. Congress has no jurisdiction. Congress has no lawful basis to interfere in a state court prosecution of anybody. Don't take it from me. Take it from former federal prosecutor, who is now a member of Congress, Daniel Goldman. Democrats criticized the Republican action, saying a local prosecutor in Manhattan falls outside the jurisdiction of Congress. Quote, defending Trump is not a legitimate legislative purpose for Congress to investigate a state district attorney, Democratic Representative Daniel Goldman wrote on Twitter. Quote, Congress has no jurisdiction to investigate the Manhattan district attorney, which receives no federal funding, nor has any other federal nexus, added Goldman, who was the lead counsel in a 2019 House impeachment of Trump. And friends, just so we're clear what we're dealing with here, I'm going to read just a little bit of the letter that was sent to Alvin Bragg, signed by three Republican committee heads, Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Brian Steele, because it's breathtaking in its abuse of power, in its abuse of authority, in its violation of the 10th Amendment, separation of federal rights from state rights, and in its pretty transparent obstruction of justice. Here is just a little bit of that letter signed by Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Brian Steele to Alvin Bragg, dated March 20th, 2023. Dear Mr. Bragg, you are reportedly about to engage in an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority, the indictment of a former president of the United States and current declared candidate for that office. Your actions will erode confidence in the even-handed application of justice and unalterably interfere in the course of the 2024 presidential election. In light of the serious consequences of your actions, we expect that you will testify about what plainly appears to be a politically motivated prosecutorial decision. Friends, this is brazen in its lawlessness. Because what this letter says is, District Attorney Bragg, what you're doing, enforcing the laws of New York, seeking to hold accountable, you know, the other person who was involved in this illegal conspiracy to pay hush money to Stormy Daniels to hide from the American voters deeply damaging information that they had a right to know about Donald Trump and his candidacy back in 2016. Because you are trying to enforce the laws, you are potentially damaging Donald Trump's re-election prospects, and we will not stand for it. Friends, let me put this bluntly. This letter serves as adequate predication, that's a fancy term for enough evidence to open a criminal probe of Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan and James Comer and anybody else who is involved in this attempt to interfere in a state court prosecution pursuing violations of state law. But this is what happens when you give people like Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, and others an inch. They will take mile after mile after mile. This is part of the problem when you allow insurrectionists to serve in Congress. They will stop at nothing. The rule of law means nothing. An abuse of their power and their authority and their office means nothing. A violation of the Constitution means nothing to them. A violation of the law, obstructing justice in their zeal to try to help their criminal political god, Donald Trump, means nothing. And that's why there needs to be accountability for these crimes, these ongoing crimes, these numerous crimes, these chronic crimes committed by the ruling class criminals like McCarthy and Jordan and others. Because without accountability for those crimes, we will lose it all. We will lose our republic. Do you think they're going to stop here, abusing their power and authority to stop Alvin Bragg from prosecuting Donald Trump? Won't they move down to Georgia next? Haven't they already weaponized congressional committees to obstruct the federal investigations of Donald Trump? Until they're held accountable for all this, it will never stop. It will never stop. How about we try accountability for a change? Because justice matters.
Coming up next, Glenn explains why he thinks Donald Trump is in deep trouble. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Believe it or not, Donald Trump did receive bad legal news on Tuesday, but it wasn't an arrest, Glenn explains. It was from a different court about another trial in New York City.
So friends, there's no two ways about it. At this moment, right now, Donald Trump has a big, hot, steaming pile of trouble on his plate. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg is poised to criminally indict Donald Trump for the first time in his long, miserable, law-breaking life. And Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis is said to be not only finalizing her indictment of Donald Trump down in Georgia, but District Attorney Fani Willis is also considering bringing racketeering and conspiracy charges in connection with Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. And now, how about we make it a hat trick of bad news for Donald Trump? Let's turn to the new reporting about his civil fraud case brought against Trump and his adult children by New York Attorney General Letitia James, because the judge in that case just reaffirmed that the October trial date is, quote, written in stone. New York judge refuses to delay Trump civil fraud trial. And that article begins: as Donald Trump waits to hear if he's being indicted by the Manhattan District Attorney's office, the New York judge presiding over his separate $250 million civil fraud case against the former president and his company, and I would add his adult children, the judge refused a request that would have delayed his October trial date. During a hearing in civil court in Lower Manhattan, State Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron told lawyers for Trump and the Trump Organization the October 2 trial date he'd already set for the case is written in stone and would not be moved. Quote, "This case is complex, but it's not complicated," Judge Engoron said of the request by Trump, his oldest children, and his company to have more time to work on their defense against the fraud allegations that have been brought by the New York Attorney General's office. In a court filing earlier this month, Trump's lawyers said the deadline for discovery in the case, which had been Monday, was unfair and unrealistic given the staggering amount of evidence they have to review from the Office of Attorney General Letitia James. Well, yeah, there's a staggering amount of evidence because y'all have been doing a staggering amount of fraud. Sorry about your luck, sport. My editorial comments. But the article continues. Trump's legal team asked the judge to extend the deadline for fact discovery until late September and for expert witness discovery until December, which was 2 months after the trial was scheduled to begin. The Attorney General's office blasted the request in court filings and said Trump was using the same delaying tactics he's been using for years. Quote, "When the calendar turns over into 2024, Donald Trump will be in the midst of a campaign for president," their filing said. "Defendants have used this campaign as a reason for delay in both 2016 and 2020. There's no reason to believe 2024 will be any different." So friends, it looks like New York State Attorney General Letitia James is not letting Donald Trump get away with it. And Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis is not letting Donald Trump get away with it. And New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg is not letting Donald Trump get away with it. You know, friends, it looks like 2023 might actually be the year of accountability after all. And James, Willis, and Bragg may turn out to be the trifecta of justice. And justice matters. Friends, hold on tight. We are all on this e-ticket ride together. Please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.